Cal Worthington Dodge at 5800 Firestone Boulevard in Southgate, and Coletto Ford at 1553 Pacific Avenue in San Pedro, KNAC approved car dealers. About 11 past 9 in the morning from KNAC in Long Beach. And we have the Senator on the line now. Senator, are you there this morning?
Yes.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. What? Where are you calling from? The state
Sacramento.
Capital? How is the weather up there this morning?
Not too good.
It's a little bit cloudy down here, too.
Yeah, same here.
You're introducing a legislation now designed to reduce from a felony to an infraction to possession of less than 3 ounces of marijuana.
Right.
Now, what is the bill all about, Senator?
Well, we are trying to emulate what's taking place in the state of Oregon, where they've done almost the same thing as we're attempting to do, and done it with some high degree of success. And it's based upon the idea that people that use marijuana just for themselves, who are not pushers and who are not otherwise involved in the drug market, are not criminals. It ought not to be stigmatized with the problem of an arrest record and maybe even serve time in some state or county institution. We think the police would be better served, as would the public, if they spent more time with apprehending criminals who are involved in violence rather than worrying about people's lifestyle. And I'm going to test the legislature on that same sentiment with the bill.
Now, Lane County, Oregon had an experimental policy that you were talking about. Exactly how did that policy work?
Well, when you're caught with the proscribed limits of marijuana on you, you are given a citation, very much like you were committing some of the crimes for which citations are now available. You don't get arrested, you don't get booked, you don't get fingerprinted, you don't need a bail bondsman. You show up, and if they prove the case against you, then you pay a fine. In this case, it would be a maximum of $100. Now, that falls short of legalizing marijuana, but it also recognizes the fact that people in large numbers, and not just young people, and not just one type of person, are engaged in the personal use of marijuana to the exclusion of alcohol, by and large, in most cases. They've substituted vices, and we don't think it ought to be subject to the arrest procedures that are presently the law.
Okay, now what is the attitude of law enforcement officers and legislators there in Oregon now that they have had a chance to see if the plan works?
Well, the district attorney, a person charged with enforcing the law in Multnomah County, thinks it's worked very well. And that's, I think, a breakthrough in the traditional stance of law enforcement on the question of marijuana use. And I hopefully will be able to get that same district attorney to come down to California and testify before the committee on behalf of the bill and be available for the kind of tough questions that will be posed.
Is Sacramento trying a similar policy now?
Yeah, they have some kind of a pilot program, and I'd be interested to see how that works out. And you look, of course, to see whether there's been any wide increase in the use of marijuana because of the pilot program. I don't think you will see that to be the case. It wasn't in Oregon, and so people who fear that this will be a kind of an implied license to break the law really haven't had their case proved very well in places where it's been used.
Now, you say a pilot program. Does that mean that Sacramento would serve as a model for the rest of the state?
We haven't, given any authorization to do that. They've just, in their good judgment, as I understand it, decided to give it a try. And so would be helpful to have some of their statistics.
I'm sure that there's been some opposition to your bill. So what would you say would be your major opposition?
Well, the major opposition, of course, are people who have not been given an adequate amount of information on the question of marijuana, and their opposition is justified, and our job is to educate them. We do have some opposition from people who think it's politically advantageous to jump on the bandwagon of being for law and order and against any kind of change in our laws. I don't know how powerful they will be, but they pop up on all occasions and simply don't want to be realistic people. They only become realistic when the problem becomes a part of their own family, I've found. But unless it touches them, they just want no changes. They're what we call, I think, people who've got their head in the sand.
Now, your office has done some research, and you have statistics that say that 24 million Americans have tried marijuana, 8 million of them are considered current users. If so many people are using it and so many people have tried it, why is there such a problem? Why has it been so long getting this thing passed?
Well, because of the fact that unless you work hard at it, public morals are something that they're very formidable opposition. And as a consequence, we just get a little bit more support every year, and maybe we've come to that point now where these statistics can be impressive to the other part of the community that thinks it's a crime by only certain people, and that it doesn't affect a wide range of society. I think when they see it does, then they're going to take a second look at this.
Now, what would your bill, what kind of changes would your bill make in the law regarding, say, like paraphernalia possession, a person being present and not knowing?
Well, when the legislature, in its wisdom many years ago, made the use of marijuana a crime, they also added a bunch of ancillary crimes. For example, it's a crime now to be in a room where somebody else is smoking marijuana. That seems hard for me to believe that was ever a good idea, but certainly it's not a good idea today. And as we're, are attempting to change the law on the basic question of use, we ought to change those other ancillary laws that really have to fall with it.
Uh-huh. Would your bill affect cultivation?
No, it doesn't affect cultivation or sale or distribution, nor does it include what they call hashish, which is apparently concentrated cannabis and very hard stuff. It's a step, we think, that deals with the basic question of people's use as a lifestyle. It keeps away from those who might get involved in commercial manufacture or use of marijuana. Now, the point is that we don't know that we ought to do anything to sanction that or to make the penalties any lighter, because the evidence has been directed toward use rather than commercializing of it. So I don't want to involve myself in a problem that I don't think is of very great importance today, just a question of use.
Senator, are you familiar with Assemblyman Cerotti's bill here in Los Angeles?
Well, the bill that he's had traditionally that makes it a misdemeanor purely and simply and not a felony, I'm familiar with that.
Uh-huh. Now, it's cleared the Assembly by about a 47 to 22 vote, I believe it was. Now, so it goes to the Senate Judiciary Committee now, right?
Yes.
What are the chances of this bill being passed?
Well, actually, since the bill doesn't go as far as mine, I would have to believe it has a pretty good chance. I'll try to help it along. The fact that it may not go as far as mine doesn't mean I shouldn't support it. I do, and I always have. I'd just like to also get our legislation that seriously considered as well.
A political question now, Senator, if you don't mind.
Sure.
If the governor of the state of California was a Democrat, and since you and the Assembly and both are Democrats, would this change the chances of the bill being passed, or would it be a quicker passage?
Well, I think it would probably improve it, but let me say this, that Ronald Reagan signed legislation about 5 years ago that liberalized the law in one respect. A judge at that time had to make it a felony. Today he's got the authority to make it a misdemeanor if he so desires, and that was agreed to by the governor.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that he necessarily has a closed mind on this question, and I think he's concerned about having enough police personnel dedicated to crimes of violence, which certainly this bill would allow if it passed. So I'm not foreclosing the chances of Ronald Reagan having an open mind on this subject.
Okay, in conclusion, Senator, what can we, the people of California, do to help in your effort?
Well, I would say this, that if you're satisfied you've got all the facts you need on the subject, then by all means, you've got to tell us how you feel. I wouldn't shoot from the hip. If you need more information, we have reports and documents up here in my office, and I'm more than happy to provide it to anybody who writes and asks for it. But once you come to a conclusion, I think letters of support or opposition, if that's the case, really ought to flow from the people, because they're the ones affected by our public policy as we set it forth in statute form.
I want to say that it has been an honor, and I want to thank you for returning my call this morning.
Thanks, Bobby.
And talking to the audience. Now, I know it would not be a fair question of me to ask you if you've tried or used marijuana, so I'll just say, again, thanks for calling.
All right.
Thank you, Senator.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's KNAC Earth News. This is Blue.